You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Like, what's the rallying around him like?
Right. Like, for example, are guys in the locker room going to make T-shirts for him the way the Jets did for Mike Bleepin' White?
Tommy!
Like, if he's having T-shirts made for him, then...
Well, I mean
then you know you've made it.
It's the next media availability that I'm very interested in. Now, obviously, I'll be privy to more of this stuff as the week goes on because I'm calling the game this weekend.
Get you 2 weeks in a row,
but,
baby.
But it's not even that. It's just, like, I'm really interested to see what the reaction is.
Right.
Because if it's, like, whatever, I don't know if Tommy's going to be successful.
That's a great question. That's a good question.
We love Tommy.
Right.
He's been a grind in here as the scout team quarterback. We love what he brings and... You know, we're excited for him, and we're going to rally around him. If you get that answer, then he has a chance. Not to be the starting quarterback in 2025 and 6 and 7 and 8 and everything else, but just to be successful. Right? I think you mentioned it, Evan, and you were right. It got undercut a little bit last year because the tau of Tommy became bigger than Tommy.
Mm.
Right? The cult of Tommy became massive. Not Tommy Lugauer, but Tommy DeVito.
Seat caucus.
It became... Like, the story.
Yeah.
More than the Giants.
Yeah.
It was the story. Tommy DeVito living with his mom and the whole thing with the hand and, you know, his agent. Like, all this stuff. It became the story more so than what he was doing for the Giants.
This does remind me.
It can't be that.
Well, it could be because this does remind me of Mike White. Mike White had two runs as Jet quarterback. Mm. We forget that. He had the initial run with the T-shirts and all that. Then he had the other run a couple of years ago. Right? And fans bought in both times.
Right.
So my assumption to you is if he plays well against Tampa and picks up where he left off in terms of before he started struggling and they win a game and he's throwing a couple of touchdown passes, I think the hoopla for DeVito is going to be the same. I do. He's a Jersey guy. He's a local guy. He's an Italian kid from this area. He'll pick up right where he left off.
The hoopla will be the same from the Jersey fans and really in New York, whoever fans of him. But I'm interested in him.
And how he handles it.
And how he handles it.
No, that's a great question.
Because the most important thing for a quarterback is the grind that you put yourself on.
Right.
Right. Getting there at 5:30 in the morning, staying late, going into Dave's office or whoever's office and asking questions and doing the extra film study and grinding so that you're fully over-prepared for the opportunity.
Right.
Right. You don't get opportunities. They're never, like, perfect. I had a Cadillac commercial. I told you guys about this one where they were asking me about, you know, how I got the starting job when I was in college. And I was just talking about the opportunity. Like, and the one thing I said is that they're never perfect. It's never just perfectly clean cut as you expected it to be. But when it happens, you better be ready for it.
Got to take advantage of it.
Because it might not come again.
And I think for Tommy, this is it. He had one last
100%.
Year. Now he's being given a second chance. He's got to take advantage of it.
One more chance, Billy.
100%.
Let's go to Scott in Manhattan. How are we doing today,
yeah,
Scott?
Yeah, listen, I'm as a Giants fan, and for all of you trying to sell me this Tommy DeVito.
We're not trying to sell you on anything.
Listen, yeah, well, everybody's bigging him up like he's big. Listen, the next 7 weeks, listen, the best chance for us to win, we should have stayed with Daniel Jones, got rid of him at the end,
really
whatever the case
that?
May be.
You really believe
yes,
that?
Yes, I really believe that because the mere fact, listen, you're making this guy DeVito like this. Like, what is he going to do in the next 7 weeks?
We don't know about Tommy DeVito. We don't know about Tommy DeVito.
But listen, the way you're talking about him, you and your colleagues, the other ones earlier too, the way you're talking about him, somebody just listened to you, you make you think
No, Scott, I think where you're lost here a little bit is that you are making the assumption that we're proclaiming that Tommy DeVito is going to be the second coming of Pat Mahomes.
The only guy who has said that is Lugie, and that's fine. Lugie has said, I think he could be my quarterback for the next 10 years. We haven't said that.
Right. This is more, to flip the cliche, the devil you don't know versus the devil you do.
Mm.
Like, we know who Daniel Jones is. He's proven it to us over and over and over and over again. And Scott, I love that your Giant fandom takes you to Daniel Jones gives us the best chance to win. But go watch the tape, man. He doesn't make the play. He holds on to the ball. If it's not perfectly clean, he won't throw it. He'll take a sack at inappropriate times. Hell, 2 weeks ago, he had 2 two-point conversions. The ball didn't leave his damn hand. That's unacceptable, right? If you're going for two, the ball has to leave your hand. I don't care if you do like Lamar Jackson did last night and just kind of flip it over your head trying to get it to Isaiah Likely, but you cannot take a sack on a two-point conversion.
Okay, how about taking a sack with no timeouts and 10 seconds to go in a game down by one? How about that?
That's your guy. We'll get to him later.
But
my point is those 2 two-point conversions typified everything that I've said about Daniel Jones all season long. You guys remember the rant I went on, like after week 3 or whatever it was.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
You have to make decisions. You have to trust that you're going to make the right decision and believe it and believe in the guy on the other side. Believe what you've been taught or believe what you see. And he just doesn't do it. And so he gets caught just doing nothing.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if Tommy DeVito is going to be exactly the same way. Hell, he might. But you know what? I don't know.
Well, that,
with Daniel, I know.
That's the thing, Scott, you have to understand. Forget, no offense to Tommy, because I respect that you believe in the guy and you hope he's your quarterback. I think we all do. That's the minority opinion. Not many people. And credit to you, Tommy, because if DeVito puts it all together, you're ahead of the curve.
I've never wanted anything more in my sports fandom life than Tommy DeVito to be the Giants starting quarterback and be really good for the next 10 years.
No, I respect that. I think most Giant fans would want that too. They just don't believe it. Where I think most Giant fans are coming from is a place I've been in many, many times, which is your season's over. There's a guy on your roster, not really supposed to be great, but he's young enough and there's an unknown in him enough where you just want to see what you have. Bryce Petty, Greg McElroy, guys like that. For Giants fans, Davis Webb. Remember Davis Webb? No one's saying they're great. No one's telling you they're the second coming. What we're merely telling you is, hey, let's see him because you never know.
Mm-hmm.
Saying you want to see someone because you never know is far different than people talking about one as the second coming. So open up your ears, everybody. I don't think Tommy DeVito is what Lugie described. I don't think he's going to be the starting quarterback for the next 10 years. But when you're dead in a season, you want to find out. That's it.
Also, I'm not ready to proclaim him that either, but I'm going to run by you. There are a couple scenarios in NFL history where you did find out and it did work. Tony Romo was an undrafted free agent. Drew Bledsoe stunk. They developed a little bit.
You're buying in,
Sonny. Hold on, just hear me out for a second. The Niners did spend a Mr. Irrelevant pick on Brock Purdy. I know Shanahan did a great job. Right. If not for the injury to Jimmy Garoppolo and Trey Lance stinking, we never find that out.
And he's about to get paid.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy.
And dare I say, there is no way Bill Belichick handed in a draft card for Tom Brady in the sixth round thinking he was going to be his quarterback for the next 20 years. Bledsoe got hurt, and he played well.
My only issue with you, and I don't have it with
Interesting
Lugie.
Interesting how Bledsoe led the two of them.
I know.
It's crazy, right? He's got such a connection. I don't have an issue with Lugie about this because when I lived the Mike White life, Tommy, believe it or not, was actually supportive. Like, hey, yeah, it's cool. Like, what a great story.
It was awesome.
Maybe he's the guy.
Yep.
But I feel like you probably, you know, wanted all over Jet fans that said the exact same eloquent little diatribe you did about Mike White. And now when it's your guy, I'm hopeful. You never know.
Halloween, when they beat the Bengals, I feared Mike White was going to be the Jet franchise quarterback for the next 15 years. So, by the way, do you know what to my theory? I'm probably wrong. All I am saying is for anybody to scream and yell, why would the Giants do this? I'm just telling you, Dak Prescott, by the way, another one, fourth round pick. You didn't know he was going to be starting a great preseason.
I get you.
Right. You don't know until you know.
That's why he deserves to be the guy right now. No question about it. I'm with you.
What am I, Mirage?
Let's go to Sonny and Malvern. How you doing, son?
Hey, guys. Doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good. What's up?
Good. Listen, we all knew this was going to happen sooner or later, and I think most wanted it to happen sooner, but nobody has a problem with Daniel Jones being benched. But I don't understand the Giant fans calling up and saying it's a beautiful day. listen, because the idea and the thought and the promise of Daniel Jones turning this around is over. And now we don't have a quarterback, okay?
Right.
So now, unless we get lucky in next year's draft, like I said, you know, when I called up last week, that's all it takes. But, you know, it has to happen. But if that doesn't happen, we'll be in quarterback, you know, hell for the next 5 years, guys. So, Giants fans, be careful what you wish for, because Tommy DeVito is not a franchise quarterback.
Yeah, but Sonny, what people are doing, and they do it all the time, they did it when Robert Saleh was fired, all right? They did it when Sam Darnold was traded, is they celebrate when someone who once had promise and then failed over and over again is finally gone. And what I caution people is kind of what you said, which is, yeah, it should have been over. I'm glad it's over. But now you need to find the answer.
Right.
Jet fans celebrated when Sam Darnold was gone because, oh, we got Zach Wilson. Then look what happened. Jet fans celebrated when Robert Saleh was gone, and then they fired him and got worse. Giant fans are celebrating that, all right, it's finally over. No more Daniel Jones. I understand why you're done with him, but now what? Like, you want to see, can Tommy DeVito be that guy? Probably not. Okay, am I going to draft the right guy next year? So I think too often we celebrate the end of guys, but we have to remind ourselves that's not really a happy day. It's more a sad day that the whole thing didn't work out.
Right. I agree with you. And Tommy DeVito could be terrible. He could be great. But we're going to find out in front of us. That's what's interesting. I'm just going back now and watching. He threw 8 touchdown passes last year.
Yeah.
8 touchdowns, 3 interceptions.
Yeah.
And I'm just watching some of them. They're like, he gets through what he needs to do. He's decisive with the decisions he makes. Now, 3 of them came against the Commanders, who were, I mean, they were bad last year. But he's going to do what he's told to do, or asked to do, I mean, not told, and make the right decisions. Now, is he going to work out all the time? Probably not, but who knows?
And he may not be scared to pull the trigger on some of these balls. Again, agreed. I say this. We've screamed and yelled about Jalen Hyatt being a wasted draft pick. He has 100-yard receiving game in his career. DeVito was the quarterback.
Right.
This guy's going to be committed to him being a franchise quarterback within 2 weeks, Teague.
Especially once I said it.
No. Sean, I'm not talking about you, Teague. You're very even-keeled.
Sensible about it.
No, you're not going to be sensible.
No, I'm being open-minded to, at worst, I don't want to spend another $5 to $12 million on a backup quarterback. Let him develop.
Do you think?
At best, he takes off, wins out during the playoffs at 9-8, and, you know.
Do you think at some point you're going to make a video crying again about him being the answer? Like, can you see that be happening again?
There is a situation. Okay, if they
Thanksgiving against the Cowboys?
Yeah, well, but it's not just Thanksgiving with the Cowboys. If they beat the Bucs and he looks good, then on a national stage and they finally beat the Cowboys and it's an emotional day.
You will declare him franchise quarterback with Tommy and you'll cry.
I will. I'm saying I have no self-respect nor self-control.
See, he's admitting it.
That there is a chance Thanksgiving night with pudding pie all over my face that I make a video. Yes.
Yeah. That's definitely happening. Right. I'm glad that you're admitting it's only going to take 2 weeks.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.